Mason Nealon talking with the Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Roeder. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Mason. Thanks for having me on.
So you guys last week went to Gilbert and faced that Gilbert team, a pretty good Gilbert team, in fact, keeping it close in that game. Can you talk us through kind of what you saw from the sidelines and how the guys had played?
Yeah, kids played well. That's the thing about our non-district schedules. We're playing 4A football for the non-district, with the exception of the of Humboldt in another week, and they were a state finalist in 3A. So basically put on your big boy pants, and it's going to be physical football, and we're playing bigger schools, and our guys know that. I thought they rose to the challenge Friday night physically, and there's a couple things we'll tweak on film, and looking forward to week two, because a lot of the old cliche, you improve the most between weeks one and two. And even on film review, I was kind of nitpicking, and on the 90 yard, we drove like 14 plays, 90 yards on our opening series of offense, with nine new starters. So you'd think you'd probably take that, but we still found a lot of corrections to make, even in something that good. So the kids did a lot of things right, but there's still plenty to improve upon, and it doesn't get any easier with another physical Spencer team coming up this week.
And for you guys, I mean, you talk about nine new players on the offensive end, one of those being your quarterback in Camden King. He goes out there in his first varsity start and keeping it close there. Is that something that you looked at and you were kind of pleased with?
Yeah, our biggest thing was just turnovers. We couldn't. I thought that year before against Gilbert, that kind of did us in, was just some costly turnovers, and so we really took care of the ball. We didn't have a turnover till the very last, when we kind of were making the last ditch effort at the end to get the ball up in the end zone. So I don't really take that into effect as far as worrying about decision making. So that was the biggest thing as far as just having, being composed, especially for your first varsity start on the road, and against a team that was a 4A district champion a year ago.
And then for you guys now, you have Spencer who is going to be coming down and playing at home against you guys to open up your second week at home now. How does that feel to be able to come back and play at your own stadium?
Yeah, it'll be fun for the guys. I'm glad to be on this side of the travel instead of the they'll have the 2 hour trip for them, and they kind of they're probably used to it because they played at Humboldt week one, so they had a road trip there. So Spencer actually starts the year with two road games. So it's always fun to play in front of your home crowd, and especially not having that long travel to try to maneuver around that. But it won't last too long, because then we'll have our own road trip in 2 weeks down to Council Bluffs.
And then for you guys as well, I mean, if when you watch film on Spencer, what can you take away from what they do on the offensive end?
Offensively, there it's tough. You don't see it every day. Luckily, we did play Gilbert. It's similar, but not identical. But you'll get the double wing. They'll have a tight end, sometimes double tight, double wing. They like to run the ball right at you, similar to Gilbert. They have a big back at their fullback position that kind of gets downhill in a hurry. That's the young kid. And he was one of their main running backs a year ago, so he came back, and and it comes down to being disciplined and gap assignment football. Just they're gonna run kind of that triple option look, and if you try to do someone else's job, it's gonna make a big hole somewhere. But as far as scheming on, the nice thing is it's still the same head coach from about a dozen years ago when I was the defensive coordinator, so a lot of our game plan, it's pretty similar to what we ran back when I was calling the defense.
And then for you guys as well, I mean, when we talked about your non-district games, when you open up with Gilbert like that, do you feel like a game like Gilbert can prepare you to get into some of these harder matchups when you play the Spencers and you have some of these longer road trips?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great for competition. I mean, you're gonna play. I always thought the last 4 years, we were up in that meat grinder of a district up in northwest Iowa, where last year we had four playoff teams come out of there. So, as long as the trick is, as long as you're staying healthy and improving. That's the biggest thing. Sometimes you can get beat up a little bit because it is a physical, especially when you start out with Gilbert and Spencer, two teams that are going to put, run the ball 90% of the time and go right at you. So it definitely, Gilbert was a good, really good preparation for week two. I think we learned a lot of things, learned a lot of stuff about us as a team. Learned that we're right there with these teams that are really successful in a class higher than us. Ultimately, there's not a whole lot of moral victories as far as you still gotta at the end of the day, the scoreboard says what it is, and so we gotta figure out ways to come out on top. And I think we'll be, I thought that we were there, right? We played well enough. The players did last week to win. So hopefully we'll have that same effort this year. We'll make some a little bit better decision making on the coaching standpoint. And then I think, we'll be in position, as long as we take care of the ball, we should be in position to come out on top.
And then lastly, you're going back to kind of what you guys had seen on the film and flipping it there. What did you see on their defensive end that you can kind of key in on for Friday?
Defensively, they are who they are. They'll sit in a 4-4, give you some cover three looks. Otherwise, they're going to be right in your face, and playing tight man coverage. So that'll be a challenge for our receivers. We'll have to kind of step up this week as far as to make, beat their man, because that's going to press. And if we can get by them, we should have some open guys. We have good speed. So I'm not 100% sure, straight line speed, what they have in their secondary, but I'm guessing it must be pretty good if they're going to press everybody. And they did that to Humboldt, and I thought Humboldt has some pretty good athletes, so I can't imagine they're gonna not press us. And they also bring some pressure up the middle with their two inside linebackers. Usually, every other play, it seemed like those guys were blitzing up the middle. So as far as our protections and our checks, so we don't have any run throughs if we're pulling some linemen, we just had gotta keep our eyes up and know when they're blitzing, and then have some checks on that too, to kind of have some auto corrections at the line of scrimmage that the quarterback can check into if we're getting a look that is not optimal against the play call, so we can maybe audible and change out of that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck at home against Spencer on Friday.
You bet, Madison. Appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.